Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is the Executive Director of Casa de Peregrinos Emergency Food Program, Lorenzo Alba Jr., to talk to us about their annual turkey drive. Thank you for visiting me again on Puentes.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. It's that time, as we said, the annual turkey drive. Talk to me about that.
You know, this is probably one of my favorite projects that we do over at Casa de Peregrinos every year. And the reason that it is because we're able to bring a little hope to some families, especially during the Thanksgiving holiday, by giving them a turkey with all the fixings that they can cook at home. We have been doing this a little bit longer than I've been around at Casa de Peregrinos, and I'm working on my 7th year. So I believe this is probably our 8th or 9th year that they've been doing the project, and the numbers keep going up on the amount of turkeys that we're giving now. Last year, we actually partnered with La Casa and El Caldito, and we're able to provide a lot of the turkeys for El Caldito's big Thanksgiving dinner, and also for every one of La Casa's clients, which is close to about 175 meals for the families there, as well as over 1,000 that we did at Casa de Peregrinos for the families in need.
And will you be partnering with them again this year?
Yes, we are. We're partnering with them. We're excited about that. I think it's a great way to collaborate on a project that's very near and dear to this community's heart. And you're kind of hitting in a very different way all these families in need, not only at the soup kitchen, but also at La Casa. They all do very good work, and we're glad to collaborate in this project with them.
And what is needed for Thanksgiving at Casa de Peregrinos?
What we're needing is we're needing donations of either frozen turkeys, or there are a lot of food items that you can come bring in, like stuffing, canned corn, canned green beans, cream of mushroom soup. We're also looking for canned yams, as well as boxes of stuffing that they can bring in. We don't need any potatoes because we've got all that taken care of. The turkeys we do need, that's what we're in the process of collecting as we speak. Last year, like I said, we did a little over 1,300. We want to do 1,500 this year because we know that there's going to be a great need for them.
Now, you put together boxes for families to take home, and this they can receive, what, through November the 18th?
Well, what's going to happen is we're taking the donations through the 18th, but what we're going to do is on the 20th, which is on a Monday, is the day that we will be distributing. We'll do the La Casa distribution on a different day, and we haven't scheduled that yet, but we will schedule that for the La Casa clients, and that's up to their staff to figure out when they want to do it. El Caldito, we just let them know that we have turkeys. They come get what they need of any of the food that's donated to us so that they can have enough food for their Thanksgiving dinner that they serve. But our clients or the families that we're going to serve, we will serve on the 20th at Casa de Peregrinos. It's usually a little bit crazy there that day, and parking is a big issue. We tell people that there's really no need to fret about them not getting a turkey because they're going to get one. We'll figure it all out. We'll make sure that they get food. Worst comes to worst, they're at least going to get a turkey from us. Last year, we had more than enough food to give everybody. We had to wait for a couple of turkey donations for a couple of families late in the afternoon, but other than that, we had more than enough food to give out to the families.
So besides food, you can also receive monetary donations then, right?
Yes, and monetary donations are excellent because we have negotiated pricing for turkeys and other products with some of our friends locally, either through vendors or some of the big grocers here in town, including our big partner Walmart. And we do get those at a rock-bottom price, so we can stretch your dollars a lot further than you think. So if you were able to donate $20, more than likely we'd be able to probably get two turkeys out of that.
So the community can help then by bringing in the food and then also with monetary donations.
Yes, and the monetary donations, they can do one of two ways. They can either send a check in or drop a check off or cash. If they're going to write a check and send it in or bring it by, just make sure that on the memo they write turkeys on there. That way we know that it goes for that. And they can also do it online at our Network for Good donation site on our website at www.casaperegrinos.org. And on there, all you have to do is put on the comments that it's for turkeys or Thanksgiving, and that way we'll know that that money is going towards this project. La Casa is doing a very similar project as well to try to collect money for it, and that'll help all of us in the long run, and it'll help a lot of families in our community.
So La Casa is different from Casa de Peregrinos.
Yes, yes. La Casa is a domestic violence shelter, and Casa de Peregrinos is Las Cruces and Doña Ana County's largest food pantry.
So as you said, on November the 20th, La Casa will have their donations distributed?
No, that's Casa de Peregrinos will do theirs on the 20th. La Casa, we haven't figured the date yet, then they'll do theirs separately, and their staff will come do it more than likely out of our facility, probably on a Saturday or Sunday. They'll do theirs, and that way we can do ours on Monday without any glitches. We also send out a few turkeys out to the rural communities just to help out some of those families out there in the rural communities. Last year we sent out close to 100 to some different communities, and the county helps us with those distributions there. Their staff from the resource centers in the county help us distribute those meals.
And do you also help and assist the local churches?
They send people to us. They already know we're having it. We've been getting phone calls for about the last 3 weeks about when our distribution is going to be. We do have a few big churches that are helping us this year with distribution. The big one is Calvary Baptist. They are actually not only sponsoring this event monetarily, but they're also going to have volunteers there for 3 days helping us with this. We're very excited about this partnership. I think it's an excellent way to serve not only the people that they serve, but also other people in the community, which becomes part of their mission as well.
And you need volunteers as well. Besides Calvary Baptist Church, you need more volunteers.
We will. We always need volunteers. And, you know, when you have more volunteers, it makes it easy on everybody. That way everybody can kind of take like an hour or two shift instead of having to be there for 8 hours helping out, trying to distribute this food. So, yes, give us a call at 575-523-5542 if you're interested in volunteering. Or you can send an email to cdplascruces@gmail.com and talk to Sarah Armijo in that email or on the phone, and she'd be glad to divert you with all the right information.
And so this is for volunteers.
This
correct?
Is for volunteers, yes.
And also, as you say, well, food for today is hope for tomorrow is one of your mantras.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I think this is, like I said, this is one of my favorite projects. You know, we like to sit at home, especially during this time with our families. It's a really good time to be with our families and our friends giving thanks. And this is another way that you can give thanks is by providing a meal for a needy family in your own backyard, in your own community. And that gives them hope. And bringing that hope alive during this holiday season is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I hope that this community steps up like it always does with their kindness and generosity and helps us get these turkeys out to a lot of families this year.
So from the Community of Hope, you're helping La Casa, Casa de Peregrinos, and El Caldito Soup Kitchen.
Yes, we are.
Is there another organization within the Community of Hope that this also helps?
We're going to try to get some turkeys if we have to for Jardín de los Niños. We've spoken with Audrey Hartley out there, and I think they're going to be pretty much covered, but anything that they need for their families or for their staff, they know that they can call us and we can make sure that we take care of them as well.
And is the Gospel Rescue Mission also part?
They're not part of this project, although we do collaborate with them a lot on different projects, especially sharing food with them. They're one of our big food rescue partners, and we do exchange food on occasion just to make sure that we can provide for the families that all of us serve.
So what you would like to see different this year is to add more donations.
We do. We need more donations so that we can give more families food. Like I said, we did a little over 1,300 last year. We want to do 1,500 this year. That is a bold goal. We're excited about it. I think it'll happen. I've already pre-ordered 1,000 turkeys because of the donations that we received so far, but we're still going to be short. We need monetary donations, we need turkey donations, we need boxes of stuffing, we need canned corn, we need canned green beans, and I hope you can help us with those items and let us know if there's anything you'd like us to do to help you out with a food drive at your business or with your organization or at your church we're glad to help you get that organized.
For the elderly who normally can't cook at home, that have problems cooking, do they bring food to them already cooked?
We don't have a program like that for the seniors. We have a partnership with the city currently where we bring mobile food pantries to the senior centers. From there, I do believe that they do get some cooked meals there because they do have meals provided at the senior centers. I don't know if they have a Thanksgiving program. We don't provide cooked meals.
Well, I really appreciate you coming to us and explain to us what the need is for this year for your annual turkey drive.
We need turkeys, we need monetary donations, and we need some of the other items like canned corn, canned green beans, cream of mushroom soup, boxes of stuffing, canned yams, any item that pertains to Thanksgiving. We'll even take pies. Last year we were able to give out about 500 pies. So pies would be awesome. The families love receiving the pies. Anything you can help with, just give us a call at 575-523-5542 and we'll help you get organized. Or just go on to our website at casaperegrinos.org and there's a donate button on the right-hand side for Network for Good and you can make your donation there.
And for volunteers, what would you tell them that brings them satisfaction that many of your volunteers already have?
I'll tell you what, there's nothing like volunteerism. When you actually step out of your comfort zone to help another fellow human, there's not a feeling like it that you'll ever feel again. It's as close to true love as you're ever going to feel. Being able to help another human being and get them out of a situation, even if it's only for a moment, I promise you that the gratification is just unbelievable.
Thank you again, Lorenzo Alba Jr., Executive Director of Casa de Peregrinos Emergency Food Program.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.